From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, April 20th, 2016. I'm Phil. Nick Nidwayezek is reporting at Politico New York that a new poll indicates New Yorkers believe government corruption is a problem statewide, and nearly half of those surveyed think Governor Andrew M. Cuomo is partly to blame. According to the Quinnipiac University poll released on Wednesday, July the 20th, 87% of those questioned said government corruption is a serious problem in the state. Asked about the state of ethics in government, 48% said Cuomo was part of the problem, while just 36% thought he was part of the solution. At the same time, Cuomo's job approval rating stands at 50%, virtually unchanged from a similar poll conducted in April. More than three-quarters of those questioned said elected officials convicted of a felony should lose their pensions. This was an opinion that cut across partisan and demographic lines. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail on a Greene County man who has made it his mission to get justice for victims of sexual abuse. Gary Greenberg of New Baltimore is a strong advocate for the passage of the Child Victims Act in New York State. During the past 10 years, Greenberg has advocated heavily for the cause and set up his own political action committee to address the issue. He is a survivor of child abuse himself. Greenberg said, and I quote, "If passed, the Child Victims Act would do away with the statute of limitations for all civil and criminal matters going forward," end quote. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett is one of the bill's co-sponsors. Barrett said, and I quote, "The legislation's efforts to extend the time for people to bring charges against predators offer a look back to revive cases blocked by current law and equalize public and private institutions will move us in the right direction," end quote. The legislation would also require members of the clergy to report cases of suspected abuse or maltreatment and require judges to receive specific training related to child abuse cases. You can read that full story in the Daily. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that the group State Watch have released a report on 2016 voting records in the State Assembly, just like a similar report recently on State Senate voting. The report on local legislators include Peter Lopez, Republican from Schoharie, who voted yes on 90.4% of the bill's 967 votes, and no on 9.6% of the bill's 103 votes. He was not excused or absent for any votes. Steve McLaughlin, Republican from Rensselaer County, voted yes on 85.1% of the bill's 911 votes. He voted nay on 10.3% of the bill's 110 votes and was excused for 48 votes and was absent for one vote. Dee Dee Barrett, the Democrat from Columbia County, voted yes on 97.1% of the bill's 1,038 votes and voted no on 1.9% of the bill's 20 votes and was excused for 11 votes or 1%. WNYT-TV in Albany reports that the Republican National Convention started in Cleveland on July the 18th, and the 95 New York Republican delegates are seated right in front as the party's presidential candidate, Donald Trump, hails from the state. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich spoke to the New York delegation at a breakfast on the first day. Not all prominent New York Republicans are in Cleveland, however, such as former Governor George Pataki, who ran for president in the primaries but dropped out with little support. New York GOP Chair Ed Cox said, and I quote, "Look, he had 16 opponents and he beat all of them. They're not all happy. It's not nice when you get beaten," end quote. You can read that full story at WNYT. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy on Facebook on July 18th announced a public forum on July 21st to discuss community and police relations after several shooting incidents. McCoy's statement reads, and I quote, "The county executive recognizes that in order for communities to heal, they need to have continued discussions regarding race relations, police relations, and building bridges," end quote. He will be joined by Deb Ritano, Executive Director of the Capital Area Council of Churches, and other religious leaders to talk about Albany County's issues on Thursday, July the 21st at 10 a.m. at the Capital Area Council of Churches at the First Lutheran Church, Wittenberg Hall, 646 State Street in Albany. Matt Ryan at New York Now reports that Albany's WMHT-TV will host a debate between congressional candidates Zephyr Teachout and John Faso on October the 13th that will also air live on Binghamtown public television station WSKG-TV. Teachout and Faso are running for the 19th congressional district election to replace Representative Chris Gibson, the Republican from Kinderhook, who is not seeking a fourth term. You can read that full story at New York Now. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 82 degrees. For Wednesday night, patchy fog is expected after 2 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly clear with a low around 56. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 88 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a temperature low around 64. And on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 68. Sunrise today was at 5:38 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:25 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 20th day of July 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.